William and Ty, if you'll come up as well. Not sure why it's not working. I'm grabbing a couple of tissues because I'm finding that my heart is very tender today. And isn't that what life is? That we can have both happiness and excitement, and that we can have some tenderness of heart too. Here, Cameron, do you want to come sit by me? I like your shirt with the cool cars on it. Can we hear out of this mic, or is it better to do it out of this mic? This mic? Okay. So today is a special Sunday for a lot of reasons. One of those we're going to hear about in a minute in my sermon. But one of the other reasons I want to talk about right now is because this is Graduate Sunday. And we have three graduates with us, Ty, Jace, and William. And in just a second, I'm going to ask Jace and William to tell us a little bit about what they've been up to and what they're going to be up to. Kim is going to tell us a little bit about what Ty is going to be up to later on. But I really wanted them to come up. We're just having mic troubles, aren't we? I really wanted them to come up because one of the things that we just read about in our gospel lesson is that while Jesus was getting ready to leave his disciples, he was blessing them. And as he left, that's how he left them, he blessed them. So I thought maybe you all could help me offer a blessing to Ty and to Jace and to William. And I thought we could do it at the baptismal font. But first, let's have Jace and William tell us a little bit about what they've been up to, where they've been studying, what they've been studying, and what's to come.
So I graduated from Chapel Hill with a major in biology. Currently trying to find a job in either medical, pharmaceutical, or laboratory sales. Just applying.
I graduated from Greensboro College, and I want to be an accountant, a CPA specifically. So, as you know, it's tax season a month ago about. So last spring, I was working with my uncle, who's a CPA in Thomasville, and as of now, I am at UNCG grad school, and I'm doing an internship this summer and a CPA course. So full time, pretty much.
We are so happy for you and proud of you for all that you have accomplished. I was a student not just too long ago, and I remember the significant amount of time and energy that it takes to study and to study well so that you're not just studying to write papers and exams, but so that you can retain and integrate what you learn so that it helps shape and form you not just for your careers, but who you are becoming. And speaking of becoming, this brings us to the font. And so I'm sure that many of the people here today remember when the three of you were baptized. And in your baptisms, you became beloved sons of God. You became brothers to all of us in the family of God. And you were joined with us into the body of Christ and to the mission that we share, to give thanks and praise to God and to bear God's creative and redeeming love to all the world. And I trust that you have been doing that in the places to which you have been called. And just because you are entering out in the world doesn't mean that our love and support and prayers stop. I want to remind you that you are very important to us and that you are an important part of this family of God here, and that you will always be a part of us, and that our love and prayers will continue and go with you, and that we are always here if you need us. So if you will join me at the font, I would like these other children to help bless you. Do you want to help bless these? Will you hold that for me, Isabella? Do you want to help me bless these guys? Okay, so one of the ways that we bless people and pray for them is the church, in the church, is by laying hands on them. And so what, I've got three kiddos here. If each of you will dip a finger in the font and get it wet and make a sign of the cross on these three fellows' foreheads. So each of you pick a person, and if you'll dip your finger in the font and have them bend down, and you'll make the sign of the cross on their forehead. Calvin, will you do it for Jace? And will you repeat after me as we bless these guys? Let's lay hands on them. Can you touch maybe their arm or his shoulder so we can pray for him? Say to our brothers in our church family, remember that in your baptism, you just want me to say it? Okay. William and Ty and Jace, remember that in your baptism, you have become God's sons and that you are our brothers. You will forever have a place in our hearts and in our church family. Remember that it, at this font, you receive both your identity as God's children and your call to let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify God in heaven. We send you out into the world to continue to bear God's creative and redeeming love to the world. We send you out with our love, with our prayers, and with anything, any care that we can offer to you. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Thank you for coming up. Please join our graduates outside after worship to congratulate them, hug them, and send them with your love.